Hi guys, welcome back to Open Language. 我是 Jenny.
Hey guys, I'm Adam.
今天我们要跟大家说等一等，等一下。
So wait a wait.
Wait a moment.
Oh, wait a moment, right?
Wait a moment 这个说法大家再熟悉不过了，但其实在英语里面你直接叫一个人 wait.Or even wait a moment,、
yeah.
其实听起来都有点不太礼貌，是吧
Right, it's not the politest way that you can express this.
对，因为后来我就发现在英语里面你叫别人等啊，等一下啊，如果直接用 wait 这个词都是比较 harsh.
Yeah, it's just too direct.
很直接 maybe it sounds a little bit like an order.
Yes.
像一个命令一样。所以今天我们就要跟大家分享在英语里怎么自然地道，然后非常polite 的很客气的表达等一下 OK 那大家也知道我们的节目除了这个音频我们每集还有相关的中英文文字的配套推送啊，可以让你更加详细的来掌握今天的内容所以大家可以到我们的微信公众号开言英语来查看那我们的名字就是开放的开语言的言好那 Adam 先来说一下 Wait a moment听起来可能不太礼貌然后主要的问题就是那个 wait 这个词有点 too direct.
I think that's it. Like, even if you just changed one word, just a moment,、it doesn't sound so direct, so hard, or harsh.
所以 instead of saying, wait a moment,、别人叫你干一个什么事儿你现在没空你说哎你等一下、
yeah.
对吗或者 the classic example is like a receptionist.
I'm thinking receptionist or busy restaurant. I guess busy receptionist is okay. Oh, just a moment.
对就是他们不会在国外如果是餐厅里面服务员很忙对吧、你要叫他他说让你等一下他不会跟你说 wait a moment.
Right.
他就会说 just a moment.
Just a moment.
对、
yeah.
或者比如打电话去 make an appointment,、
right.
约什么那种然后前台 receptionist 他在电话里让你等一下 they'll probably say something like just moment or give me just one moment please
well that's I think you just hit the nail on the head Jenny I think that is the probably the politest way is to actually say give me a moment give me a second give me a minute
对对对 so instead of usingWait,、你是说 give me、
right.
一个时间
对吧
Right,
it's still an order,、but it just doesn't sound so like...
没错
Right, it's just, would you please give me a moment?
对对 So give me just one moment, please.、你说还可以讲 give me a second?
Give me a second, yeah. I mean, we even say give me a sec.
对 ,second 就是秒对吗、但是在口语里面经常它就被再简化成 it's shortened to sec.
Right, yeah.
S-E-C.
Right, so I mean, even this phrase or these kinds of phrases with my friends, I probably would just say like, give me a sec.
Give me a sec.
One sec.
One sec.
Yeah, I might even just say one sec.
一秒。
Yeah.
那你可不可以说 give me a minute?
Give me a minute. Yeah, give me a minute is, I mean...It's longer. So,、so clearly, you know, like, it's better than saying a while. I've heard so many people say, you know, like, wait a while or give me a while. And I think,、like, that's a long time.
对 a while 听起来可能就要一个小时或者几个小时。
Right, exactly.
对所以比较好的其实 just stick with second or sec.
Yeah, give me a sec.
Yeah, give me a sec.、好所以这是 give me, 然后 a moment, a second, a sec, 大家可以学起来啊。诶那接下来我们要说的这个短语呢是Hold on.
Hold on. It's a great song.
是一个歌啊。
Yeah, old one.
这也是等等的意思是吗
Well, yeah, of course. This one I don't think is as polite as give me a sec, but it's not rude. Right? I mean, even if you just said, could you hold on a sec?
Could you hold
yeah,
on
could
a
you,
sec?
Or could you hold on a moment? Could you hold on a sec? That just makes it sound a little nicer.
对而且我觉得这个是打电话的时候我经常听的。
Yeah, well, that's true, because a lot of times those people,、well, you know, a long time ago, we only had one phone. So, you know, like, hello, is Jenny there, please? Oh, just hold on one sec.
因为对啊，你手上确实在 hold 在拿着一个电话吧，是吧？
Right.
就是现在，比如打电话去订饭店、
right.
订酒店 ，make reservations， 通常他们要查一些东西，就是哦、oh,，hold on a sec，hold
on a sec， yeah。I mean， even with our smartphones or cell phones，、like if somebody was calling me at a not so good time， like、yeah. I'm getting into a taxi or I'm at the supermarket， I might just say， oh， just hold on one sec。
Just hold on one sec、好像电话里面的选项是 Apple 会跳出来给你的也是有一个叫什么 hold on 还是 hold、就现在先不接也是这样的、OK so hold on 很有用啊，它可以是比较 polite 比如 service industry 然后也是跟朋友之间也可以用对吗、
Yes
Alright 那接下来要看的这个、短语呢这个、phrase 是 hang on
Hang on Yeah
Hang on, 我觉得更多是和朋友用吧。
Yeah, hang on, hang on.、to be honest, when I use this phrase, it's more like my friend just said something that I don't believe or don't agree with.、So I would say, like, hang on, hang on, hang on.
Oh, there's something like, 有一个 problem.、
Huh? Yeah, let's argue about this for a second. Hang on, I don't believe that.
Ah, hang on a sec.
Because it is the same as like, wait, I don't believe what you just said.
所以你觉得 hang on是语气里面比较强烈的那种
Again, hit the nail on the head, Jenny. It's with your friends.
对就是比如 service industry 你打电话去订餐订酒店他们绝对不会跟你说 hang on a sec.
Right, but maybe at like a bar where、
yeah.
the staff is, you know, cool.
对对对
Just hang on one sec. I'll be with you in a sec.
对就 bartender 就是那些是吧比较 casual 的 bar、right. 啊、hang on a sec.
Hang on, I'm kind of busy.
So it's all about context.
Yes.
真的是语境。
It always is.
So hang on, 大家可以 hang on a moment, hang on a second, hang on a sec, 都可以。
Not a while.
太久了啊。All right, 今天我们最后要跟大家分享的其实是两个固定的这个短语可以说是俚语吧。
Yes, and they're also phrases that my grandfather always said to me.
你小时候是很 impatient, 很等不及的。
Yes, I still am. I still am.
然后爷爷就会跟你说
Hold your horses.
是用到 hold, 但这里 hold 是你的马。
Right.
Horses.
Hold your horses.
这里发音大家要注意啊，不要把它发成 house 那个房子。
Hold your houses.
Houses.、
Yeah.
Hold your horses.
Right. And the other phrase here, don't get ahead of yourself.、They're very, very, very similar.
Yeah.
Like, wait, don't be too excited.
对，就是这个意思。然后大家可以想象到嘛，小朋友。
You're right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, mommy, I really, really love space. And I want to be an astronaut. And I want to go to space tomorrow.
Hold your horses.
Hold your horses. You have to finish school first and then go to another school. Or don't get ahead of yourself. You know, you are 5 years old.
对对，这个通常就是这个人太激动的时候，那个按耐不住激动的心情啊。然后你可以跟他说，哎，先等一下。Hold your horses.
Don't
get ahead of yourself.、好，但我觉得日常生活中让别人等一等吧，还是今天我们先说了 just a moment, give me a sec, hold on a sec, 这些是最常用的啊。好，那学英语呢，我相信现在大家体会到了，真的语境非常的重要，是吧？所以我们的这个潘吉杰尼告诉你，还有我们的开言会员课程，其实就是从不同的context 不同的这种情景出发在真实的生活场景里面去教大家英语因为我觉得我们日常使用语言嘛通常都是碰到一个事情的时候对吧要去用英语办一件事 and that's why I feel like the situational approach is really useful、而且也是很自然的一个英语习成英语学习的方法所以大家可以来看一下我们的开言会员课程我相信在我们这么多不同级别不同主题的这个课里面你都会找到自己日常生活工作旅游留学还有和你兴趣点非常契合的内容而且呢我们的这个会员是大家所有级别所有的主题的课程都能够去学习我们每天还会发布新课而且学习一年的价格呢也非常的优惠只要629好到我们的微信公众号来免费试用一下吧之后呢你也可以在公众号升级 OK thank you for listening and we'll see you next time 再见
Bye guys